The point is that you, the ladies have completely missed the import of this injunction. Totally. All that was for the, it was in fact for the men to complain, not for ladies. Because Islam says that during the period of childhood, up to 9 years, it is the prior right of ladies to have the children, and not of men. And after that period, it is the choice of the boys and girls themselves to choose where they have to go. No, no, just listen. What I'm telling you, listen with attention, because I'm telling you a way out of this situation with which you find yourself compelled. After till 9 years, the court can give children forcibly to the ladies unless there are certain objections raised by men that they can't bring them up properly because of religious differences, because of immoral habits, and so many things may happen. But otherwise, till 9 years of age, children have the right to be brought up by their mothers. Now, if mothers have this priority, it is impossible for those children to have greater leaning towards their fathers than to the mothers later on. And even if between 9 and 12, they are given the right, I mean the parents are given the preference, the fathers are given the preference, the period of this just 3 years is not as strongly impressionable as the period which has passed before, and they have been brought up under the mother's care, and after that they are free. When they reach the adulthood, then no law can compel them to be anywhere. They can choose to go either to their mother or to father. So there is not at all anything wrong with the mothers. In fact, as we call it, Punjabi mein kehte hain, hath ho gaya. So agar hath hoya hai, te marda naal hoya hai. If somebody has been deprived, it is man, not woman.